This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Are you feeling kind of anxious as Election Day approaches? The AP's Donna Warder.
7 in 10 Americans who responded to a poll by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're feeling anxious or frustrated about the 2024 presidential campaign. Only 1/3 say they feel excited. Even though the 2020 election happened during a deadly pandemic, some voters say they're even more anxious now than they were 4 years ago. About 80% of Democrats say they're anxious about this election, up slightly from around 75% in 2020. A little more than 66% of Republicans say they're anxious about this election, compared to 60% of Republicans in 2020. Donna Warder, Washington.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are blitzing the battleground states in these final few days before Election Day. The AP's Jennifer King.
Kamala Harris is urging Americans to stop pointing fingers at each other and unify. The vice president campaigned in 3 states on Wednesday. She's trying to push past comments from President Biden about Donald Trump's supporters and garbage. Former President Trump rode in a garbage truck to keep a spotlight on Biden's words. Republicans have also been under pressure after a comedian at a Trump rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage.
Jennifer King reporting. The Dodgers win the World Series, beating New York 7-6 in Game 5 last night. The parade's Friday in downtown L.A. The FDA is reporting more cases of E. coli poisoning among people who ate at McDonald's. 90 people now across 13 states have gotten sick. One person died. Officials say onions are the likely source. Mediators are ramping up their efforts to stop the wars in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip. 2 senior White House officials are visiting Israel today for talks on halting the fighting. This is AP News. A group that tracks online speech is pointing a finger at the fact-checking program on X. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has this.
In a new report published by the nonprofit Center for Countering Digital Hate, the group says that X's crowdsourced fact-checking program called Community Notes isn't addressing the flood of U.S. election misinformation on Elon Musk's social media platform. The group tracks online hate speech and says that their analysis of the Community Notes feature found that accurate notes that corrected false and misleading claims about the U.S. elections were not displayed on 209 out of 283 misleading posts. That's equivalent to 74% of those posts not being fact-checked. In cases where the community notes were displayed, original misleading posts received 13 times more views than the attached notes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.